When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Even though J. Lee Roberts is still an active college student, this singer and multi-instrumentalist has already earned an IBMA award, has recently become part of the Grammy Award-winning Sister Sadie, one of the more popular bluegrass bands on the bluegrass music circuit today. J. Lee joins us for this edition of Americana Music Profiles to tell us all about her storybook journey. Hi, J. Lee. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out of your day to be a part of this. We're glad to have you on the show. You are Nashville? Do I have that right?
I'm Murfreesboro, which is about 40 minutes out of Nashville.
Ah, cool. All right. That's cool. I went to school in Murfreesboro, North Carolina, so that's
okay. I go to college in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Well, there you go. It's good to have something in common.
Yeah.
So you grew up in a musical family, it seems like.
I sure did. That is correct.
Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Well, it's been nothing short of awesome. I can promise you that. I've gotten to see, I know my mom was in a band forever called Petticoat Junction, and then she's played with tons of different bluegrass bands.
Awesome.
And then she actually played in a bluegrass band up until the time she almost had me.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
And then I've grown up watching my dad play music with his band called The Graskals. And I've gotten to do a lot of cool things because of that. And I've grown up going to bluegrass festivals. And I've grown up actually singing in church, too. So that's a big part of my musical background as well. And I've gotten to see, my mom is a booking agent and a manager for bands, so I've gotten to see the business side of things as well, which is really fun. Really kind of show me what I want to do with life. So yeah, it's been awesome.
So you went to Bluegrass University in your own backyard.
100% yes.
That's so cool. I love the Graskals. That's so neat that you were a part of that as a child. That's so cool.
Yeah.
In all of that, when did it become obvious to you that, hey, I got to do this too?
I think I just kind of always knew. I usually tell people, like, you know, kids when they're little, they're like, I want to be an astronaut or whatever. I always wanted to be Dolly Parton. So I, you know, that
cool.
was my big goal. And I, you know, that's all I grew up around. And I don't think there was ever just really, I think just as I got older and, you know, you start thinking about, what am I going to do in the future? Like, what do I want to be doing?
Yeah.
I just knew it was music because I could never see myself doing anything else. And I still to this day never see myself doing anything else.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
So you're actively still in school?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Okay.
I'm a senior now in college.
Wow. So what a cool thing to do during your school years.
Oh, it's great. And I'm a songwriting major, so I'm getting to do music.
Oh, that's
and
so
music
cool.
business
yeah.
in college as well as life.
Do you know yet what you want to do when you graduate? What part of this will be your focus?
Well, ideally I want to, you know, just be able to make a living playing music and writing songs and doing session singing. I love singing in the studio. So ideally that would be great. But I also wanted to get, you know, the degree just in case. Middle Tennessee State University is the best.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I have the degree in case what my goals and dreams are don't work out.
What's the backup goal?
Probably to work at a publishing company or some kind of record label or something like that. I definitely want to try to get a publishing deal as a songwriter, because that's would be huge for me, and I love that. So
you've been actively pursuing a music career while you're in school. So this is, you've been able to do that on the side, for lack of a better word, for a while. So you've been pursuing this professionally for a while, right?
I sure have, yes.
Yeah, that is so cool. And part of your, part of the family band, or were you doing other things in between that and where you are now?
Well, I've never really been part of family band. I'm in a band called Sister Sadie.
Right.
And it's actually became a part of their band for the band, I guess it's closer to 2 years now.
Yeah.
And,
that's so cool.
COVID was like really like hard for a lot of people, and it was really hard for me as well. But a lot of good things came out of COVID too, because I was 19, and during that crazy year, I got to sign a record deal with Mountain Home Music, and at 19 years old, they took a chance on me, and now I have a record out that came out this year in May, and I would have never imagined how amazing things would have worked out. And then later in the year, Sister Sadie asked me to audition, and I did, and I got the job, and it's just been amazing. I feel so blessed. Like, it's crazy.
That's awesome. So the solo record deal was a precursor to becoming involved with Sister Sadie then?
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Okay, that's cool. So had you been performing out with a band, or how did you get picked up by the label to do the solo record?
Well, I had performed a few different places, and I've been around them growing up, and I had a couple of just random singles out. Actually, Deanie Richardson of Sister Sadie had a record label that her and one of my friends, Brendan Bostick, and they're in a band called The Likely Culprits together.
Mm-hmm.
But they were trying to put together a record deal just to kind of feel it out and see if they wanted to pursue that. And they put a couple of singles out on me, just not an album or anything, just two songs. And that could have been part of it. They just reached out to me and asked me, you know, if we could meet, and we met, and I just couldn't be more thankful for them taking a chance on a 19-year-old girl who was dreaming of making an album, and so many cool things have happened since then. So,
That is awesome. Now, the songs on the solo album are all songs that you wrote, or mostly?
Mostly, yes. Mostly co-written, and the rest of them are originals from other songwriters, so...
And did I read correctly that you also got an IBMA award for yourself, right, as well?
I did.
Yeah?
Last year, I won Momentum Vocalist of the Year, which was insane.
Yeah.
It was super, super cool.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. And now this year, I'm actually nominated for New Artist of the Year. So I was shocked by that. When they announced it, my eyes, I think, were the size of Frisbees. I was like, no way.
So what was it like being a young musician trying to kind of figure out exactly where you're going to land, to wind up with a band as big as Sister Sadie and step onto that stage into those shoes at such an early age in your career?
It was pretty crazy. I remember... I'll just tell the story. One night I was doing something in my room, and Deanie, the fiddle player, she called me, and she was like, "Hey, so we have an opening in Sister Sadie, and we're thinking about trying some people out. Would you be interested?" And I was like, "Me? Like, did you call the right person?"
Yeah.
She was like, "Yeah, you." And so they gave me a couple of weeks to learn a lot of their songs and what specific songs they wanted me to play. And I showed up and did the audition, and it went really well. And I was super nervous but super excited. And I love everybody in Sister Sadie, so I was already super excited.
Yeah.
Still nervous, of course. And then I remember a couple of weeks went by, and they called me again, and they were like, "Hi, we want to try out in a live setting, just because, you know, sitting in a circle on somebody's back porch is different than, you know, performing
right.
live.
Yep.
And I was like, yes, of course. And they were like, so our first, where we're going to try you out is the Grand Ole Opry. And I, you know, that's my biggest dream.
No,
that's
big tryout at all. Just a small gig.
Yes. I was definitely like, are you kidding? Like, that's crazy. So I remember I practiced my butt off forever.
Yeah.
And we played December, I believe it was December 5th, 2020.
Wow.
And that was my live audition. And it went so well. And it was the best night ever. And then I remember a couple months later, you know, there wasn't many shows because of COVID.
Right.
And I got the call, and it was a group FaceTime call. And they were like, we just want to tell you you got the job.
Wow.
And I just... still to this day, I'm so excited because I love playing with them. Like, they're my heroes. I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we got to see you guys at Pickin' and Parsons. And that was such a fun show.
I love playing there.
Yeah. I could tell that you guys were having a great time. You know, just the energy clearly it was all very new for you with the band, and you could feel that, but the excitement around that was really cool.
Yeah, it was. We definitely have a good time on stage.
Are you guys working on something new with the new lineup?
We are. We actually just got out of the studio with Mountain Home.
Okay.
We're also signed to Mountain Home.
Yep.
And we're not done with anything yet, but we've got some cool and exciting things happening. I'm super excited.
That's cool. So you're still getting traction with your debut record too, though, right? That's not been out that long.
Yeah, I am. It came out May 20th, and I actually just put out a single a couple of days ago, actually. It's called Lie to Me, and me and Jerry Sally and a wonderful songwriter named Kelly Kingery wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, do you have plans to support that somehow with some solo gigs? How will you integrate that?
I'm hoping to have some solo gigs before the year is over. If not multiple ones, I'm hoping to put something together and play in Nashville. I think that would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning that out.
Now, as part of Sister Sadie, do you guys have a pretty busy schedule this year?
We do. We, due to like personal issues, not issues, but like band stuff with
sure.
a couple of the band members, we didn't get to play for about a month, but other than that, we've been pretty busy, and the rest of the year is pretty busy, so I'm really excited about that. We're going this weekend and playing in Thomas Point Beach in Maine, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I remember talking to them kind of in the beginning stages of that band, and it was sort of always a side project amongst the ladies that really kind of liked each other but had other things going on, and it sounds like that's still kind of where you guys are. It's trying to mix that into your own personal careers.
Right. We're actually, you know, I think we're all definitely putting it in the forefront now because we're taking our solo stuff and kind of mixing it in to what Sister
okay.
Sadie is, and
yeah.
then also gathering new stuff and writing new stuff together. So I think it's just a brand new, it's really just a brand new Sister Sadie, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Now, are you continuing to write for yourself as well, solo stuff?
Oh, of course. All the time.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you see this? Where do you see yourself in the midst of this in the next 3 to 5 years? What's your bucket
Hopefully,
list on that?
My bucket list is to just play as many shows as possible with and without Sister Sadie, just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And write as much as possible, co-write as much as possible. Absolutely love co-writing, and I want to write with more people, and you know, graduation from college.
Yeah, right. You got a couple things you got to take care of first.
Yeah, I just want to be, you know, successfully doing what I love.
Yeah.
That's where I hope to be. That's the bucket list dream.
So you have a full class load this, because you got a full year ahead of you then, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually taking more classes this semester than I ever have. I'm taking 8 classes this
semester. Oh, my gosh.
So.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And trying to play on the weekends, I suppose?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Bless you. That's a lot, for sure.
It is.
For anybody.
It's
yeah. Now, part of the classes that you take, do they center around what you like to do anyway?
Oh, yes. I'm in, last semester I took a publishing class, and right now I'm in this really awesome songwriting class with an amazing professor named Odie Blackman, who has also been just a huge influence on me with not just songwriting, but music business-wise. And I'm in a intellectual properties class where I'm learning music law, and it's just, I'm learning a lot of really, really cool things. I'm in a digital audio class where I can learn about Pro Tools on the computer and recording, and I'm learning so much, and I love it.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
Now, will you hope to step into full-time music once you graduate, some aspect of it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that will be the career.
Yes, 100%.
That's so cool.
That is the goal.
Yeah. So long range is Horizon, is it playing out as a band, or do you have more business side of it in mind, looking far out?
If it were up to me, I would love to be playing my whole life until I just can't anymore. That's the dream for me. I love playing music. I love sharing my songs. I love singing songs and playing the guitar, and I love it all. And that's my goal, is to just play and sing for as long as I can.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a way to get into it too. That is so cool.
Yeah.
We were talking before we started recording the show, and you guys are going to be at IBMA. This will actually be out a week or two before the World of Bluegrass event takes place. Do you know when you guys will be playing? Where can people see you?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I have it posted on SisterSadie.com and Sister Sadie Music Facebook and Instagram, and then my socials. I post everything about Sister Sadie on there as well, and they're all J. Lee Roberts music.
Okay.
I know we're playing two street festivals and another stage.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure which.
Okay.
But they're on all of our socials, on my Instagrams and Sister Sadie's Facebooks and Instagrams and all that good stuff.
For those of folks listening that don't know, this is the IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association's annual conference, and then the weekend of September 30th and October 1st is the Wide Open, which I believe is where you're saying that you guys will be accessible, and that will be downtown Raleigh, and that part of the event is free. So all you got to do is get yourself to Raleigh and get a hotel room and come listen to lots of free bluegrass, and especially Sister Sadie a few times. Where can people reach you personally?
They can reach me through my Instagram. I'm always talking on my stories, and I'll direct message you back, or my Facebook Messenger. It's all J. Lee Roberts music. The same for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my website. You can even reach me through there if you wanted to email me anywhere.
And I don't think we mentioned the name of your solo debut album, and that will be accessible on your site as well. Tell us the name of that.
Yeah, that's my album's called Something You Didn't Count On. And you can get it from my website, or it's on any streaming platform that you might use. So anywhere you want.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you, Jaylee. This has been a whole lot of fun, and I look forward to meeting you in person in a couple weeks for sure, and wish you guys the best. Good luck with school and graduation and everything that's going to open up for you as soon as you get on the other side of that.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. So excited to see you. Thank you for talking with me today. So excited. So,
absolutely.
So
yeah, cool. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.